from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen. This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Here we go. Once again, time for today's DM Deep Dive. Any of the DMs that get to any of the KISS social accounts, Maria gathers and brings them to the show.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Christina says, which is the proper way to unload a dishwasher? I always start from the bottom up. My husband starts with the top rack. I think it's wrong because sometimes mugs on the top rack collect water at the bottom base, then drip into the dishes on the bottom rack. What do you guys think? Also, thank you for always responding to my DMs. I love listening to the podcast. You were all great at responding, except the smooth, cool dude. Oh. Why do you think that is? His wife always responds. Thank you. Love you guys.
Damn.
Wow.
Wow. Everyone, including your wife.
Wow.
Except for you, bro.
I would say, so I have...
Hold on, are you answering why you don't answer her DMs, or are you answering the dishwasher question?
No, I don't care. Just, you keep writing and fill your boots, okay?
Keep at it, Christina.
Yeah, maybe one day. I have, like, core memories of unloading a dishwasher when I was a kid. Okay. Because I remember when my family got a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. Like, not many people had a dishwasher.
Yeah.
And I remember when we got a dishwasher, and the rule was that you had to, the rule was you had to empty the top first.
Really?
Because the way that the dishwasher was, it's like kitchens weren't made perfectly for dishwashers, right? Like, we had a dishwasher that wasn't in the counter, like it was on wheels, mm-hmm. and you would roll it over to the sink, and you would take a hose out of the back of the dishwasher and attach it to the faucet and turn the water on, and that's how the dishwasher would get the water.
Oh, wow.
And then when you were done the dishwasher, you would wheel it back into the end where it would sit right by the counters, right?
Real old-timey stuff.
Old-timey stuff. And the reason you had to unload the top first, if you unloaded the bottom and then you pulled out the top shelf, there was no weight on the bottom, so the dishwasher would tip forward.
Oh, okay.
Right? And mm-hmm. then all the dishes would like go crashing to the front of the mm-hmm. of the top rack. So we had to empty the top first. And that way, when you pulled the bottom out, it was balanced.
Got it.
Right?
In our house, it's always bottom first and then top.
Really?
Yeah.
I still unload top first.
Really?
Yep.
Actually, it goes cutlery first, which is at the bottom. Cutlery and then dishes.
I do cutlery last.
Really?
It's the last thing I do.
Maria, yeah. What do you guys do?
So our cutlery is on the top rack. It's on like a sliding...
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah,
thing,
I've seen those.
Whatever. Uh-huh. So I always go plates first.
Yeah.
So I go bottom and then cutlery always last as well, but that's because I work bottom up. Yeah.
Jim?
You know what's interesting is that we didn't get a dishwasher until like the last couple years, like last 5 years. It was always just like by hand.
Yeah.
So but for now it's top.
You had one when you've lived in apartments and stuff like that.
Yes.
Though, right?
And I was always top bottom.
Oh. Bottom.
Yeah.
Bottom first.
No, top bottom. Top bottom.
Top to bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, what happens in the condo?
You don't touch the dishwasher.
I was gonna say I stay away.
Next DM, please.
You get
Maria.
Yelled at.
All right, Victor says, will Roz actually try to make a pork tart?
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good question.
Great question.
Right?
Because
yeah.
when Cheesecake's new nickname also became Pork Tart, when we added to the list, Roz was like, yo, sounds delicious. I may actually make a pork
maybe,
tart.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I will. Maybe I should make a pork tart. I haven't really thought about that. I love learning new things.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll make some sort of pork tart.
Will this be the one time you make something? We always ask you to make stuff and bring it in.
If I made a pork tart, I would bring a pork tart in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, for sure.
Would you make a pork tart for all of us to try, or would you only make one pork tart for pork tart?
I mean,
it's my birthday in like a month. So.
what if you all got a piece of pork tart?
Oh, boy.
Right? What if you all just got a piece?
I don't know how to respond to that question.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's very difficult to do something like that once, right? Like, it's almost not worth it to just make one.
So why don't you try like a batch of them?
Yeah, so I'd have to make like multiple pork tarts. I don't know.
Why don't you just one big one with many meaty folds?
Yes. Maybe I'll come in with one huge pork tart. Right?
Many meaty folds.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got today, Maria?
All right. Jenno says, hey, this question is for Maria. When you do your spin classes, what Spotify playlist do you use, or do you have your own? I feel like we like the same music, and that's why I need some bangers in my life.
God help your family.
When you teach spin, is it always the same genre, or you switch up the playlist?
No, I switch it up. So at the studio, I always do Mondays are hip hop.
Yeah.
And then Tuesdays are classic EDM.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll switch up like the years, so like early 2000s or like 99s and
stuff. What's your favorite?
I like either like old 2013, 2010, like early festival era. I love that genre of EDM, but obviously I'll use this stuff now too. And then Wednesdays is kind of like a mix. Sometimes I'll do like Spanish, or I'll do like a pop mix of EDM, or I'll do like another hip hop.
All right. So do you create your own playlist?
I create everything on my own.
Okay. So you don't go to like a Spotify, like a spin or an exercise playlist?
No. Like if I'm looking for songs, I'll browse Spotify and like go through playlists and just kind of look to discover new music. But I create everything based on what I'm teaching and how I want to structure the class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you just say that 2013 was early EDM?
For me. Not for you.
In her early festival days.
Yeah, that was like, 2013 was like the first, actually,
yeah, but
no.
But for you, 2013 is not early EDM festival.
Well, that's when I was like, I was going to music festivals in 2012 for the first time, 2013.
Yes. Yeah, but that's
for
not
me.
Yeah, for you.
For me, yeah.
You can't say 2013, those
sorry,
early
Ross,
EDM
1965.
Festival days.
What else would you like?
I'm just saying, there was like, life happened before you. It's wild to
all
me.
Right. Great round of DMs. That was amazing. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
All right, we do the DM Deep Dive on the show every day. This is the part of the show where we go through the DMs that you are sending into us and we discuss.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Nikki says, Maria, I recently listened to a podcast where Roz was talking about the woolly mouse that scientists are creating, and Mocha was freaking out because Jurassic Park taught us not to do this.
Facts.
Can you ask him if he's willing to give up his electronics and everything, especially now with AI, since the Terminator movies warned us?
Am I willing to give up my electronics?
Yeah.
No, but I have done absolutely everything that a person can do to avoid having automation and AI and everything else in my life and in my house. I've done the most.
Speech to text when you use that feature on your phone.
Right.
Like that's listening to your voice, probably documenting it.
Sure, but that is not. Like what I've done on my phone is I've shut everything off and given no permissions to anything.
Yeah,
right?
Like location services off.
Nothing. Nothing. I've shut off all the AI stuff attachment to
all
the apps.
Allow access to photo album off.
I've all of that is denied. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Siri. I've never set it up on my phone. Mm-hmm. Every now and then I get the thing that says, hey, do you want to finish setting up Siri? And I'm always like, no, later.
Hey, Siri,
right?
No.
Yeah, I've never done any of that. I don't have anything in the house. We have no sort of automation, or I don't have a smart TV. I don't have anything. I don't have anything like that.
Damn.
Nothing. Like I do my best. I do my best to avoid all that. Now, that said, I love the idea of AI and its power and everything else, right? I just wish that there was a way to sort of experience it without having to be overwhelmed with it, because that's what I felt, right? As soon as AI started happening, it was no longer that I had the option to just go on a website and be like, hey, let's piss around with AI, right? Like, let's see what it can do. As soon as it happened, that part of it lasted for about a minute, and now it's like every single thing you get, there's an AI component to it, right? And sort of that's what I don't like, right? That's what I don't feel comfortable with, is that I can now no longer do things unless I do it the AI way, right?
So far, I haven't been burnt.
No.
I allow permissions for like everything.
You do.
Location services,
everything.
All of that stuff.
Everything.
Yeah. Allow access to my photos. Sure, go nuts. I got
really?
Nothing to hide.
Yeah, you do, huh? Everything. They're making another
so
you
much.
Somewhere. You know that,
I know.
Right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
as awesome.
Do you share location with your wife on her phone?
Yeah, we have that set up.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know how to set that up.
Do you want to? Do you want to set location for you and I?
With you?
Yeah.
No.
It'll just be
my
us, like at home or at the gym,
bro,
and that's it.
My pin would be the most boring thing you'd ever see.
It would just be
it would
home.
Make you sad. If you looked at your phone and be like, hey, what's Roz doing today? Literally, it would not have moved. Right? It would just...
Wow, there must be a glitch. He's been in the exact same spot for the past 7 hours.
It would make you sad, I think. No, I don't
want to... Standing at the window, staring out.
Yeah, it should be really precise too, like on my couch. Right?
What else you got today, Maria?
All right. Sanez says, my husband and I always argue over this, so I'm curious to know what you all think. What is worse, being woken up at night by a noisy partner who comes to bed after you, or being woken up in the morning by a partner who leaves for work early? I'm the night owl, he's the early bird, and we always annoy each other when getting ready for bed or for work.
So, Maury, this is probably, you're probably the one on the show that goes through this the most.
Every night I get woken up.
Every single night, right? Yeah. So what is, and you will wake Matthew up sometimes in the morning when you get up early. So between the two of you...
He hears you all the way when you're on the couch?
But if I'm in bed when he comes to bed, he always makes a ton of noise. We'll turn on the bathroom light.
What kind of noise is he making, though?
Oh, when he's like brushing his teeth and gargling, and then he'll talk to the dog being like...
What does he say to the dog?
Time for bed. No, let me lift you. Don't put your tongue in my mouth.
It's borderline cruel. Like when Maury's sleeping, right? Like when Matthew goes to bed, it's as if he lives alone. Like he does a full,
oh my God.
He does
then
a full bathroom and bedroom.
He takes the sheets off of me, pulls them up,
bro,
and remakes the bed.
Yeah, it's as if he lives, like his bedtime routine, it's as if there's nobody else in the bedroom.
Wow. Yo,
like
there's take no, a hint, man.
There's no
he don't want you there.
There's no sneaking around.
And sometimes like, he does that thing at 2 a.m. where you scrape your tongue and you're like,
what?
Where he gags himself?
Yeah.
Oh, like he's in the bathroom using a tongue scraper?
Yeah, gagging.
Maria, what's your answer? I'm going to say, before you answer, Maria, I'm going to say the sound of if you're already fast asleep and somebody comes in and disturbs your sleep.
You think that's worse?
I think that's worse than someone, because if I got to get up anyway, like maybe I'm getting up a little earlier as opposed to it may take me a little longer to fall back asleep if it's in the middle of the night.
I would say that the person who's woken up in the morning has it worse than the person who's woken up at night. Because if you get woken up at night by somebody coming to bed late, you still got a lot of sleeping you can do.
Uh-huh.
But if you get woken up in the morning and you're only like, say it's like 90 minutes before you would normally wake up, that feels terrible.
Right.
When you're woken up and you're like, God, I only have like 90 minutes left. Now I can't fall back to sleep. And you feel like your day's ruined, right?
What's worse, Maria?
For me, it's the morning.
Yeah.
Because like I can fall back asleep really easily. And I'm actually a pretty heavy sleeper. So once I'm asleep, I'm asleep. Yeah. But in the morning, once I'm up, like there is nothing more irritating than my parents or someone making noise when I'm trying to sleep. Like,
do we want to call your parents to find out how many times you've woken them up in the morning?
I bet you they'll tell you I'm silent.
We've already talked about this.
You're dropping gym bags. You're dropping Stanley mugs. You're making all sorts of noise in and out of the house because you forgot your keys. You drop your keys, slamming doors. Shall we go on?
No. Listen, I stopped teaching spin on Saturday mornings now. So I finally have like my Saturdays back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Last Saturday, my first Saturday, I get to sleep in. My parents, boom, bam, they're yelling, where are you going? What time are you coming back from the gym? Then my dog starts barking at the door. Then I let him out. I try to go back to sleep. Then my dog comes back up. Then my mom's knocking on my door. I wanted to cry. I was like, I just want
sounds to like
sleep.
They want you to move out. I think maybe Matthew and your parents go to the same support group.
That's facts. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of your DMs. Love, love, love. It's like my favorite part of the entire show is when we do the DM deep dive, so keep coming in and we'll do it again. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
Ladies and gentlemen, my favorite part of the show, it's the DM deep dive, and let's get into it right now.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Milky Way says, I was just thinking because of everyone trying the Roz Let's Do the News. Mm-hmm. It would be really funny to get Roz and Mocha to switch the intro for the news. Get Mocha to introduce it one day. Do you think they would go for it?
No.
I've introduced it like enough times already.
Shut up.
Right? That's why people think... that I'm the one that does it because I'm the yeller on the show, right?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
No is the answer to that.
All right.
Next DM, please!
All right. Carwan says, what? Hold on. Who is the man the team is talking about? I'm on podcast episode 790 or something, and I only just found out that Maria was confirmed single. Oh. Yes, I know I'm a whole year behind, but who is this?
So you need a full year recap. So when Maria joined the show almost 2 years ago, she was dating someone.
Yeah.
Then they broke up, and then Maria had been single for a hot minute and then had been dating on and off, and now is with a person. You're still dating, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now Maria is dating someone.
I think he was probably referring to the Greek gigolo, wasn't he?
What, the one from Greece?
Yeah.
No.
The bartender?
Yeah.
No,
that's because this one just came in.
Episode 790. That's long ago, bro.
Oh,
that's back
right.
when Maria first started on the show.
Oh, so that's when you were just new single, right?
Yeah.
So there was a new man. Who was the first then afterwards?
No. So I had gone on a couple dates with this one guy.
Is that what that was? Is that what he's talking about?
Maybe.
Probably. And then I had ended it just because I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
And then my current boyfriend came into my life a couple weeks later. We started talking, and now we're dating.
How long has it been officially that you guys have been dating?
Since end of February.
Okay. And who asked who? Was it he said, yo, so we should be boyfriend
the way girlfriend? The way it kind of worked is I actually met my boyfriend like 2 weeks after I broke up with my ex.
Oh.
So he DM'd me the day I met him, and I didn't answer him for an entire year.
Oh.
And then one day, early Jan, he had unfollowed me and followed me back on Instagram.
That's a classic trick.
And so what? So you DM'd me?
And so
like,
I saw that he followed me back, and I remembered that I remembered the day I met him, and I remembered that he had messaged me, and I forgot. But the day I met him, like, I was in a whole different headspace. Like, I was still going through everything with my ex. Like, I was just, like, I was in a different world. And then so I was like, oh my God, I forgot about this guy. But like, he was really nice when I met him. I'll follow him back. And then within like an hour, he had messaged me being like, hey, I don't know if you remember, but I'd love to get the chance to know you. And then that's when we started FaceTiming because he doesn't live here. So then we started FaceTiming like every night for hours and hours on end. And then I went to go see him and now he's back. And then we've been kind of going back and forth.
Women's DMs are wild, right? You know what I mean? Like it doesn't exist for guys. Like for a woman in your DMs, right? Like if you lose something, you just go digging through the box and find another one. You know what I mean?
Facts.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you just go, oh, I thought I had one. There was one I saw years ago.
Yeah.
Where's that one? Where did I do with
there
that
it
one?
Is.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Now I remember.
Now you're my boyfriend.
Boom.
Well, no, that's not how that worked.
That's how it sounds like it works, though.
No. That's exactly how you explained everything. That's weird.
That's literally what you just told us.
No.
What else you got today?
Adam says, this is a question for Mocha. When did Mocha decide to turn heel? Was it before or after The Rock did? Because clearly his tood these days is showing.
What?
His what?
His tood.
His my attitude.
So there was another part to this message, but it was a whole long thing, but I'll basically sum it up. He was basically saying that, Mocha, you have a tendency to pick on people, and especially Shem, and he was wondering why that you've turned into the bad guy recently with this
nicest
ego.
Guy. Yeah.
I will say this from the early times on this show, from the vibe in the room and the audience perception and everybody else, I was always the a-hole. Always the a-hole.
Yeah, still are.
You go back and listen to those old shows, you wouldn't say anything about anyone. You were the most upbeat, positive. It would take so much for you to say something negative about someone.
And I still it would take
forever.
That guy.
You are not that guy anymore.
Give me an example.
I can give you a million examples. This guy hears it. Everybody hears it. Right? You turn heel. I agree with the man.
Let him play my diss record.
Mocha on the beat, ho.
Hey, Mocha on the beat, ho. Sham slow. Please, bro, look at me. Done, no. Man down. Call the ambulance. Tell him, breathe, bro.
Look at Maury. How long have you been here, Maury?
14 years.
14 years. Mocha turned heel at some point, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it was like a John Cena thing, though, where you kick somebody in the nuts.
God, what the hell?
And then you were suddenly a bad guy. I think it was a slow descent into darkness.
I don't know.
It's a Hulk Hogan, is he the third man?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because one day he sort of came into the studio.
Yes.
And we're all thinking, it's Mocha!
Right.
And then he kicked you right in the nuts.
What the hell is going on
has betrayed WCW.
I got a note from Mocha one day asking, saying that he would like to be the third man.
Bruh.
Oh. I never said.
Hey.
Why are you making stuff up? Maria.
Okay, I've been here for 2 years, yeah. or almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And I will say that even from the start of my time here, that you've become more of the Roz equation.
What?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm so nice. I love everybody, and I think everyone's great. Shem, you're my apology? Best friend.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Is this him going, trying to go back? I don't know.
You're my best friend, Corey.
Yeah.
See?
Yep.
Why don't we try again tomorrow? Obviously, today's a wash, right? You're not going to convince us today. Why don't we try again tomorrow? Why don't you try and go through a whole show of just being nice?
You know what? You got it, pal.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So tomorrow, right? Tomorrow, you are going to attempt to go through the whole show without saying anything negative
about
anybody, anybody's mom, anybody's anything. Okay?
No problem, buddy.
You're going to go the whole show.
Happy to do it.
Okay. Maury's included in this as well. The whole show. The whole show.
Can we say whole day?
No, the whole show. We'll see how long you last. Tomorrow.
Easy.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Love all the DMs that you send in to us. We talk about them every day. Maria, exceptional job today. Wonderful. Appreciate you so much and all the hard work that you do around here.
Thank you.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
Ah, glorious day, glorious day. Today is the day. And once again, we got the DM deep dive all lined up for you.
Again, this is the day where Mocha has vowed to not be negative, to be nice all day. We had a question yesterday in the DM deep dive about whether Mocha has turned heel or not because he's gotten very negative on the show. And so today he has done his absolute best to try not to be negative anyway. Right?
Question before we get into the DM deep dive.
Yes.
Progress report?
Progress report. I would say like... C, like B minus, maybe
B minus.
That just means I have more time to achieve for greater heights.
Right. There we go. Wow. Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. This is from OVO Ben. Hey, Maria, like Mocha, I'm a huge Drake fan, but my brother is Team Kendrick 100%. Every time we argue, he always has way more facts about why Kendrick is better on all levels. I'm hoping Mocha can give me some ammo about Kendrick that I can use to fight back.
So, Mocha, what would you say to this person?
About Kendrick Lamar?
Yes, in order to win the argument that Drake is better than Kendrick. What would you say?
Oh, for Drake?
No, what would you say about Kendrick? Because he needs ammo. He's got no ammo against Kendrick. So what would you advise him about Kendrick?
Yes. To prove that Kendrick is better than Drake.
No. He's like you. He's Team Drake all the time. He keeps losing arguments because his brother is like, no, this is why Kendrick is better, right?
Uh-huh.
He needs info from you as far as why Kendrick is not better.
Trick question, because if I say anything negative, then that's me being rude. So
I think he's looking for you to just say, like, to unload on Kendrick here, which I know on a day like today is going to be very difficult. So do your best.
What can I say about Kendrick Lamar? That's not going to come off as being rude. The fact that Kendrick, a.k.a. Kenny.
Yeah.
Oh, is that even rude for me to call him Kenny?
Now he might take it that way.
Yeah.
I would stick with Kendrick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Kendrick Lamar is...
Yeah.
Can we skip to the next question?
Sure. Yeah. Maria, next question.
This person actually didn't leave their name. So the question is for Mocha, obviously. Not that I disagree, but why do you think The Rock is the greatest wrestler of all time?
Oh, because of...
It doesn't matter what you think. Next question.
Oh, sick burn, Maria. I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you right
now. Was that you, Maria, or was that the guy who wrote in?
We'll never know.
Oh.
Wow. That was really good. I'm so proud of you right now, Maria.
Are you?
I can't wait to give you a hug after the show. Next to you. Oh, my gosh.
Shall we move on?
Yep.
This is for the deep dive. My wife is trying to get me to go vegan. I remember years ago, Roz and Mocha were talking about vegan burgers on the show, but I couldn't find that clip on the podcast. Can they let me know their thoughts on them? I'm terrified, just like Mocha. I'm all meat all the time over here.
Nice.
Yeah, so I remember that conversation because somebody had dropped off some vegan burgers for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was awful. It was really, really, really terrible. And I remember, though, at the time, my reaction was not nearly as, I don't even want to say vicious.
Surprise?
My reaction was, it paled to your reaction. You had a much greater reaction to the vegan burgers.
I did?
Than I did, yes.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
I think that the reaction would have been, this tastes different from what I would normally have.
You're telling us you don't remember having the vegan burger?
No.
You don't?
I mean, like, I don't remember.
You're lying right now, which is yes, you are.
No, I know you're lying.
Guys, those can deduct points from his score today.
Guys, no, you actually are. Remember.
No, you do.
No. Like, because, how long ago was this?
No, because you and I, we've been in this room and we've seen commercials for vegan burgers where you've made a face and said something about vegan burgers.
No, I'm just like, it's not really, you know, something that I tried it once and
you
like.
You did try it. So you did try it.
Yeah. So there are people out there who would enjoy that flavor.
But he wants to know your feelings about the vegan burger that you tried.
It is not my favorite. It is not my preference.
Okay.
If I were to have a burger.
Right.
But I don't think that anyone should be shunned for their
meat choices?
Yes.
Do you think you should apologize based on your previous answer? I think you should say sorry to the vegan burger community.
If anyone feels like my reaction was a little out there or I took it too far, then I apologize.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Sick burn, Maria. Sick burn. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in and we will talk about them again tomorrow. Today, I would say it was a success and it was quite enjoyable. DM Deep Dive.
Yes. Was it?
Okay, good. I love the variety of questions. I love the variety of conversation that we all had. Maria, again, I'm very proud
of you. Did
you
have fun today?
Oh, guys.
It doesn't matter what you think. Thank you for joining the DM Deep Dive
today. There we go. Thanks, Maria.
You're welcome.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Time for today's DM Deep Dive.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Josiah says, I have a question for the entire show. If everyone was a drag queen, what would everyone's show names be and who would be the best queen? I think Roz would be the most hilarious and Shem would be the final act of the show. A big stopper.
Showstopper.
So who would, just based on our physicality, right?
Yeah.
Who would make the best drag queen, do you think?
I think you would, actually.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you would, Roz. You know, I think it would be you and Shem would be the best.
Really?
Uh-huh. I truly believe that.
Maury's too little, you think?
Mm.
For me personally, like aesthetics-wise, I always find it more interesting when the drag queen is giant as opposed to a petite drag queen.
No, I just think you guys would like give it your all. You know?
Think so, huh?
Yeah, you'd really lean into the performance.
I would put Shem in one of those Caravana outfits, like a carnival outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Like the sequin bra and the poom poom shorts. And the big wing.
Wow.
Right?
Yes, wine it up, Shem.
Right? You know, maybe. And then maybe you could carry Maury around on like a basket on your head.
Oh, that's nice.
If that's not racist, I don't know.
No.
Right?
It's fine.
You know, Maury could pop out like a snake, just like, you know, like he could do the thing, right? That would be cool. I'd be into that. Damn it, Maury, drag queen names. You know more about drag queens than anybody on this show, I think.
I've always said my drag queen name would be Mahogany Brown.
Wow.
Okay.
Interesting.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just love how it sounds.
Okay.
Mahogany is an expensive
wood. Why not hard mahogany?
Sure, that not. Too. Yeah.
Right? You know?
I think, I don't know, like I would just stick with Mocha. Why not?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, no, you
have to change my name.
No, it can't be that. It can't be that.
Who are some famous drag, like I need some inspiration
here. They're all very, very punny, right?
Yes.
Drag queen names. They're all like.
There's one on Canada's Drag Race that I absolutely love, which was Ermagerd.
Yeah, you could be like Ermagerd.
Oh,
right?
Okay. There's one, Farrah Moan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Courtney Act? Oh, Hedda lettuce?
Yeah.
Ben de la creme?
Yes. Yes.
Yo,
yes.
Shem!
Oh! No nickname alert. No.
Shem de la creme!
Yes.
No, mine would be Shem Brulee. That's yes. what I like. Yeah. I like Shem Brulee.
Shem Brulee would actually work yes. really well as yeah. a drag queen name.
Shem Brulee.
Yeah. 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 But, yeah. But yeah, so there you go.
What else we got today, Maria?
All right. Milk says, if your pet could only answer one question for you in their entire lifetime, what would you ask them?
Ooh, I think we've answered a question similar to this in the past. Like, am I a good pet parent? Or are you happy living here?
Mm-hmm. I've changed mine because I really think that there is only one question that I would ask anyway. Which is, I wouldn't ask. I know I would want to know, like, if they love me and stuff. But you can tell, right? Like, mm-hmm. I can tell my cats love me. But there is really only one question. If I had 30 seconds and my cat could speak perfect English and they weren't stupid,
yeah.
right? Like, they actually, you know, could
articulate. Could form it.
The sounds, only yeah. question I would ask is, right now, show me what you do when you're hurt or don't feel well. So I know.
That is such a good answer.
So I know. Right? Because that's the fear that I have, right? Yeah. That's always the uncertain thing, is because they don't really show you when they don't feel well or they're hurt.
Yeah.
Right?
They just, so like, throw up.
They just, they need, yes,
they
right?
Throw up.
Or if they have dealing with something even bigger internally, yeah. right? I would just be like, mm-hmm. show me right now what you do when you're hurt or you don't feel well.
Oh,
and then that way,
such a good
and then
answer,
that way
dude.
I know, right? Yeah. I wouldn't want to know anything else.
Yeah.
Right? I already know I'm the light of their life.
Okay. Yeah. Not your wife, not your daughter.
No, it's okay. All me.
Maria, if you could ask Romeo anything?
Yeah, kind of going off of Roz's, but I think I would ask, like, what makes you happy, or like, what do you love the most?
Yeah.
That way, like, whatever it is, whether it's walks or it's playing, like, I want to know what's that one thing, or what's the one thing they love to eat. That way, like, every day that was the one thing I made sure that they had in their life.
See, I just don't trust them. They're so stupid though, right? You'd be like, what do you like better, walks or like food? Yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I worry about, talking to an animal.
Maury, what would you ask Andy?
I would ask how we're doing as parents. Is there anything we can do better?
You wouldn't give one question to say, who do you like better?
Me, I already know the answer to that.
Me
though.
Or Matt? Oh, you do? Who does he like better?
Matthew.
Oh, right.
I could, every time I say Matthew, I could say his name, he'll run to the door.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Really? Oh, that's love.
Yeah, that's Matthew's dog. All right, time for one more DM, please, Maria.
All right, Shan says, Maria, you're so active. I'd love to hear what a day of eating looks like for you. How do you get your protein in? I mean, I stopped tracking what I eat so much. I think for a while I kind of had an obsession with, like, making sure I monitored everything that I was eating. But now I kind of just, like, every morning I have breakfast here. I have yogurt and I put protein powder in it. And then for lunch, I'll have like a salad or a wrap. And then I'll have dinner, which is usually like a protein, a veggie, and a carb.
Do you snack in between or no?
Yeah, sometimes I'll snack on like dates and peanut butter, or like I'll have a rice cake or a banana. Sometimes I'll have some chocolate.
That's a great snack yeah. right there. Great round of questions today, everyone. Thank you for sending in your DMs. Keep them coming in so we can add it to the list, because we just talk about your DMs every day. That was great. Thanks, Maria.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the Seeker app.